Morning,
Morning.
Voilà. Il y a des potes à l'air. No, I think it is supposed to be like this. Okay.
You get it.
No, I don't think so. It has to be like that, yeah. And you have to adjust the length. Yeah.
A few minutes.
Yeah.
He goes his word.
Well, he can put anywhere you want, actually.
Yeah, I think the mic should not.
It's not a directional mic, anyway. Okay.
Clip it. So, good morning, everyone. Welcome at the kickoff meeting of our latest project. I hope you all have been updated about it.
Yeah.
Good.
So. We will try to structure this meeting with an agenda as presented here. after the opening, we will get acquainted to each other, see what our roles are in this project. So, we have been provided with some technical tools to communicate and to learn from each other's plans, so we will also try to get acquainted to this tool. So they are also new to me. I don't know whether you worked with them before. Then we will come to the actual project plan. You all know, I hope, how it's about the new remote control we are going to design. Then we will discuss how should be what our new project should look like, and Well, then after some 25 minutes, I hope we can end this meeting. So, basically this is about a new remote control. When you're designing a new product, you of course want it to be original. You want to be distinguished.
Mm.
People want to, when they look at shelf, want to think, well, that's the product that I need. So it needs to be trendy. I mean, trendy is what people want, so then they will buy our product. But then, it also should work user-friendly, and otherwise people, well, it will not be be rated very well in consumer articles like that. So the general outline of the project will be we first go through a functional design phase. You all get certain tasks in this phase, and then we will meet again and discuss this functional design, and the same holds for the two phases after this, the conceptual design, and after that a more detailed design in which the final project should get its definite shape. Alright, but first we will do some tool training. And all in front of you, you see the notebooks and notebooks, and we have here a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it should work. I've read it from my from some colleague that it should work with some kind of toolbar. I didn't find out yet how it worked, but maybe one of you did. So.
On the documents and the for the
yes. Do you have to say something about that? I'm not fully updated about this shared folder.
Yeah, I guess we will have a shared folder with documents that we can share.
Yes, well, we will then find out how it works.
Yes.
Well, this seems to me as some computer program, but I didn't find it yet. So we'll come to that later. So now we will try out the whiteboard we have here. So I would suggest
each of us.
Well, yes. We try to draw on it, and then well, it should be smart some way. I'm not really sure how this works, but
okay. Shall I start?
Yeah, you
yes.
can try to do it.
Yeah.
You know.
I think for us it's just like a normal whiteboard, but they'll be recording.
So
what we write down.
Now they will record through that. There's a sensor over there which is going to record the strokes.
But for us it's just like a normal whiteboard.
Maybe Anna, maybe you can start, and you can maybe find out. Yes, of course. Right. So, why don't you draw your favorite animal on the whiteboard? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So, Ross, we will try to guess what it
is. I'm a very bad drawer. You're not going to be able to guess from my drawing. I'm a bad drawer.
The cat.
Close though. Yeah, it's a like a pet animal. Like a cat.
Yeah.
It's like a cat, so I guess it's a cat.
No, not a cat though.
Yeah? Oh, I think it's fine. I just don't want to cut it off. Man, this wire, you know, we need a wireless microphone. You know? Especially we should, next project we should take like that.
So, that's the cat.
It's not a cat.
So.
It's a dog.
Yes.
Sorry, but that's also kind of.
Oh, the dog doesn't have a tail?
It's got a tail then.
Well,
yeah. Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I thought so. The dogs have a tail.
So
the
cats.
Yes,
cats
got
a tail.
Okay.
It will still not extend, right? It's not up to that.
So, what
character characteristics? Dog's always friendly and loyal and fun. So another, to another scale.
Horse?
It's a horse.
Yes, it is.
This is why you're the designer and I'm marketing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. More. Yeah, more very good.
So, there's with different colors.
Oh.
I think you can
with
put that.
Different widths of it. Electronic whiteboard. Is it the electronic whiteboard?
Mm-hmm.
So now it's a zebra.
A blue and black zebra.
Yeah.
Very rare blue
zebras.
Voila.
Yeah. I failed to get rid of my wireless.
You've got a lot of room here, you probably.
No,
reach.
No, it's not for that.
Hmm?
No. I hope you have some space in your
okay.
Warfare.
I took a dog.
Does anybody drink? No.
A mouse?
Oh no. Looks like a cat who has been driven over. A cat? You know, it's laying on its back.
Oh, okay.
And we should sum up its favorite characteristics, right?
Yeah, some characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
It has.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
definitely a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a cat. They like to sleep, that's why you said, you know, they are like this.
Oh, well. It is just taking a rest, you know.
Quite a relaxed situation.
Yeah, a quite relaxed way.
Yes.
To take a, you know, it puts its leg out like, you know. it may be a good exercise for it, you know. Yeah, okay. Maybe I should draw a rat, because it should be a person like that.
He has small legs.
Thank you, Matthew. Okay. Oh, let's have a mat here.
Thank you, Matthew.
A very big rat or a very small cat.
A rat, okay.
So, I hope it gets up, huh?
Yes, yes, yes. Some contribution to our project.
Your turn?
So.
Let's see.
With an animal not being yet. So you're full grown land animal, so why not draw an animal in the water?
Okay, in the water.
Don't know what that is.
That's
bit hard to guess.
Yeah.
So who is
going
call
to us maybe to the help?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cat is going to eat the fish or the rat?
Different bandwidths.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, it's a shark now.
Oh, it's a shark now.
Oh, yes. Good idea.
Oh, it's a baby shark, it looks to me. You know, it's going to eat the cat rather than the cat eating the fish, you know?
No, the swordfish?
You have something in Australia, right?
Swordfish?
Yeah.
Maybe. I know the same one.
So I don't know if we need to spend time on that, actually.
We should go for the next one,
well,
the tail training.
It still seems to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's continue to the real stuff. Our project finance thing. When we are, and when you are going to design, well, we must keep in mind that the selling price of the product will be about 25 euros. So when designing a project, I also look at you, keep in mind, people want to get the feeling this is a 25 euro project.
Per remote control.
Project.
Yeah, per project.
Yes. Okay. More interesting for our company, of course, Profit Aim, about 50 million euro. So we have to sell quite a lot of this things. We will try to. Get at the international markets, so it will be, I think, mainly Europe and Northern America.
Oh, we have the salesman, 4 million.
Asian countries. Also important for all is the product production cost to be a maximal 12 euros.
So it's half of the selling price, if I am good in mathematics.
Yes. I mean, we still have to make our profit.
We have to sell at least 4 million to make our. We have to sell at least 4 million to make our own profit.
Oh,
50
yeah.
million.
Very good in mathematics.
Yes. Indeed. So, well, I think when we are working on the international markets, in principle, it has enough customers. So, when we have a good product. We could meet this aim, I think. So that about finance. And now just let's have some discussion about what is a good remote control. And well, keep in mind this first point: it has to be original, it has to be trendy, it has to be user friendly. Maybe someone can mention some additional. Prerequisites for a good remote control.
Of course, it should have an on-off button.
It should have the expected functionality of the remote control.
Yes, and it depends what application you're using it for. You might need.
We're thinking television.
We are targeting the television set, so you need to recall the channels.
Yeah.
You need to browse the channels in upward,
yes,
downward way.
Yes, that's very handy. I always miss it, and on some remote controls that
and
you can go channel up or down instead of retyping the number, especially when you have a lot of
channels. And
just before starting the detailed discussion, maybe you are the marketing guy?
I'm not.
Marketing.
So you're in marketing,
yeah,
and you are in user interface,
yeah,
design.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I wanted to be sure.
Sure.
I'm the industrial designer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I don't know you very well. Actually.
I'm Matthew.
Yeah.
You know.
Matthew.
Matthew. Yeah. I think you know me. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Just on your web page, but face to face. So.
Are there some other very important things to do? Well, to specify in this first phase of project, so the browse function,
you need the usual ones, right? The changing the volume, changing the channel, and then today we have. Teletext and all those things. Tomorrow you might have some more functions which might come through that.
Like
so
what? Like internet?
IPO. Or now we are looking for television things over IP. For example, personal video recorder and all those stuffs are coming up.
But we can't really design for something that hasn't been invented yet.
It's coming up, actually. The personal video recorder and all those things, it is coming up.
Think this over, especially what functionality.
Of course, and first before designing the thinking about the functionalities, we need to know what are the user requirements, and then if they need internet, then we will be able to propose something with. TV over IP,
but
before
90% of the time, 99% of the time, people will be using the main functions, the volume, the different channels. So we can have all the fancy things as well, but the main controls need to be very obvious and very easy to use.
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, it's a €25 unit, so the very fancy stuff we can leave it out, I think. So €25, you expect a quite normal but good functioning user friendly remote control.
Or in that case, you always hook up with someone who is providing that, and you sell that product as well as your product with them,
Yeah,
we want to design a new one.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Yeah, I understand. So we need some numbering buttons, some teletext things, and then.
The main is.
Yes, but about the buttons, buttons that will be on it. I think we can discuss that in the next meeting.
Yeah.
I would like to get this wrapped up and go to an end of this meeting.
Okay. Okay, we are already.
So you know now the basic things.
Yeah.
And well, just for the next meeting. You will work on a design. Keep it general. I mean, so we will be still flexible with maybe adding some functions.
Mm-hmm.
So. You will be working on technical function design, so.
Yeah, sure.
And when you think about the requirements, does it need internet or do we stay at basic television interface? So, I think we should now all. Go work at this, and you will be informed by email and kind of communication.
Okay.
So next thing will be in 30 minutes. Keep in mind.
here to give these ones. Really?
I can't turn the power off for that one.
Okay,